So I'm joined now by Connor the Kid Coyle. Connor, thanks for joining us. Just over 2 weeks out from making the walk in the Three Arena in Dublin. This is a massive carriage that we're putting on live in Sky Sports. And I'm sure, first and foremost, you're delighted to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to get back and fight in my homeland. And Dublin, you know, just a stone throw away basically from home. So I'm pretty excited to get back and fighting in Ireland again.
And it'll be your first appearance in Dublin in quite a while. I think it was 2017, the last time you fought in Dublin. What are your memories of that occasion?
Yeah, I think almost 10 years ago. I'm going to be pretty excited to get in now. I've never boxed in the Three Arena, and I heard it's a great venue, especially for a boxing atmosphere. So I'm looking forward to that.
Your opponent on August 8th is American Mark Buke. He's coming off a win over Antonio Woods earlier in the year, so no doubt he'll be coming into this fight full of confidence as well.
Yeah, well, Zuffa seems to have big confidence in him. That's why they put him in against me. You know, obviously they want to test him as well, and they want to test me. He's a tough Texan, and you know, I know what he brings, but he's not on my level, and I'll just show that on August 8th. Yeah, so I've put on the hard work. I've had sparring with Edgar Berlinga and Matteo Tapia and Hop Rod in my gym as well, light heavyweight, number 5 in the world. So best preparations I've had for this camp to date now.
Yeah, and obviously you're focused on your own training, but if you were to take a look at Mark, what kind of style do you think he'll bring to the ring on the 8th of August?
I've watched that last fight he's had. He brings pressure, you know. He might be a slow starter. He was a slow starter in that fight, but sometimes I'm a slow starter. It takes me a round or two to get going. I'm expecting to bring a pressure, and he's going for the upset too, so he's going to be going for it.
Yeah, it's a massive card. A couple of other big names on it as well, a world title fight, but it's a huge card for Zuffa to be putting on. What is the story with you and Zuffa now? Is this you signed with Zuffa, or is it just you're fighting on their card? How does that work?
We do have a contract with them, but for the future fights, we have one more fight with him after this, but you know, we want to negotiate a better contract. So I want to go on and show them what I can do in the next fight here now in Dublin, and then we can renegotiate a contract and go for something bigger and better.
Yeah, and Connor, we haven't had you on here in a while on Highland. You've had a turbulent couple of years. You had been gearing up for a real tight at a world title when you were hampered with that administrative suspension after a post-fight drug test. You obviously have always stressed that it was an issue with the testing process and that you've never taken a banned substance. How did that affect you, and how has it been trying to move on from that period in your career?
Well, when that happened, that was just, I was probably the most devastating thing I've ever experienced, you know, because obviously, you know, I haven't done anything, but getting through that was pretty tough, but I knew we were going to come out the other end of it, because I always knew that I did nothing wrong. So getting through that, and then having the Lara, we had a title fight with Lara, WBA world title. I actually had the contract and all signed when all that happened, so that obviously fell through on me. But we're actually working on another opportunity to fight for that again, and hopefully pretty soon we can fight Lara for the WBA world honors.
Yeah, it's full steam ahead now, and as you say, you still have huge ambitions of getting back to a world title fight, and that'll all start with a win over Mark Buke in a couple of weeks at the Three Arena. You'll be looking to come home, put on a big performance, and go 23-0, I think, in your pro career live on Sky. What an opportunity for you, Connor.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped up for this one, especially fighting in front of 13,000 Irish fans. It's going to be exciting, so hopefully everybody can tune in.
Yeah, and elsewhere on this card on the 8th of August, the main event sees fellow Irishman Aaron McKenna, of course, face Italian Etinosa Oliha. That's for the IBF middleweight world title. You've also got Callum Walsh on the card facing Tyler Denny. It's a stacked card, and it really should be a brilliant night of boxing at the Three Arena.
It's definitely a stacked card. We have Joe Ward on the card too, an Olympian, Irish amateur pedigree, absolutely great fighter as well. So it's completely stacked with Irish fighters. It's going to be a pretty good card to be watching.
And no doubt you'll be taking down a big contingent from Derry on the night. You'll have a bit of noise behind you on your walkout, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm hoping everybody in Derry comes and backs me, and the outskirts of Derry as well. I hope everybody comes down for support. As I, you know, it could be my last time ever fighting in Ireland again, this close to home. So I'm hoping everybody has the opportunity to come and see me live.
And if there are people listening to this and thinking, I wouldn't mind a bit of that, are there still tickets available, and how can people get their hands on them, Conor?
Yeah, if they have me on Facebook or Instagram, there's links on my Facebook. They purchase tickets on my name. So if they would like to go on my socials, they would find a ticket link there.
Great stuff, Conor. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again soon. The very best of luck in that fight against Mark Bewke on August 8th at the Three Arena. All right, best of luck.
Thank you, Mark.